Matthew chapter 3, verse 9, it says here, "Think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham to our father. For I say unto you," and this is the phrase that I'd like to focus on, "God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham." God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Just going to take that one phrase and make some comments on it. And it's a beautiful phrase, if you think about it. If I had to title this in any way, it would simply be, God is able. God is able. And I'll have just three things to say about it. I'll focus on the stones. I'll focus on the phrase, children unto Abraham. And then I'll focus on the phrase, God is able. So the stones. If we just take this, yes, out of context, but just on the surface, the Lord Jesus is saying that God is able to take even these stones and raise them up, children unto Abraham. And when you think about that and think about stones, I mean, he was using that phrase, and he wasn't saying God is able to take these children on the streets and make them unto children unto Abraham. He wasn't saying he's able to take these street urchins and make them children unto Abraham, or these orphans over here. I mean, he was giving the most extreme illustration. He's able to take these stones, if he wanted to, and raise up children unto Abraham. And the thought that came to me was simply that, yes, God is able to take even something as impossible as that. Stones. God is able to take stones and raise up children unto Abraham. I see that as to communicate that God is the God of the impossible. Because we have friends and family that we all know that are essentially that. They may as well be that. They are dead. They are so dead. And their hearts are so hard in some cases, and so hostile, that they may as well be stones. It may as well be this extreme of an illustration. Stones. And isn't that what we read of anyway in Ezekiel 36, verse 26? God says that before he gives us a heart of flesh, we actually have a heart of stone. He says it just like that. "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh." So before any of us know anything of God's grace, we are stones. In fact, we're dead. We are completely dead in trespasses and sins. And it reminds me of that other vision of the Valley of Dry Bones. It was a valley of dead, disconnected, lifeless bones. And it goes on to say in that passage, "And they were very dry." In other words, they're dead, very dead. And the Lord is asking, can these bones live? O Lord, thou knowest. So what we're dealing with our loved ones, I don't want us to miss the point here, is we're dealing with some of the most hard and the most stubborn and the most hostile hearts often when we try to introduce them or share with them something of Jesus Christ or of God, or of the Bible, of righteousness. And it could be discouraging to us. Like, this is impossible. There's no way this individual will ever respond. And I'd like to just remind us all that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. If he can do it for a stone, he can do it for a stony heart. And he can do it for the hardest of and the most hostile of individuals. Remember, he did it for Saul of Tarsus. Who was more hostile to the early church than Saul of Tarsus? A Pharisee of the Pharisees, zealously attacking the church because he thought he was doing it for God. You don't get much more impossible than that, but God is able. So stones, just to think about the fact that, yes, the loved ones that we may be praying for have hearts of stone. And even though you think they are impossible, nothing is too hard for the Lord. And then we want to think about the fact that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Children unto Abraham. From the stony heart, from rocks that are lifeless and dead, to children unto Abraham. This is speaking of the household of faith, obviously. We're talking about a translation, a movement from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light, to being the child of the devil and of wrath, to being in the household of faith, a child of God, children to Abraham, the father of faith. And you don't get much more of an extreme polar opposite than that, from death to life. So we're going from stones now to children unto Abraham. Children unto Abraham. So all of us can have, those of us that are saved, I assume that would be all of us, perhaps most of us, certainly. We have this experience. We were children of wrath. Hard for us to maybe remember a time when we were like that. Some of us have been saved for so long now. But we were children of wrath. We were in the realm of Satan. We were his. We were in bondage to him and to sin. And we have been translated out from that into the family of God. That's an incredibly glorious thing to be thinking about. And that is what God is able to do. This is salvation. So your loved ones, as part of my motivation here in this meditation, is to encourage us not to give up. These loved ones that are so hard, impossibly hard, God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. Can you imagine your loved one, whoever that might be, a spouse, a child, who is so turned their back on God, a parent? Can you imagine that person becoming a child of God, singing praises to God and praying? Can you imagine that? That's what you should have in your mind, in your imagination. Children unto Abraham. And that last point, that last thought is simply this: God is able. God is able. Friends, God is able. The devil would say it's impossible. He would actually persuade you to stop praying because it's a waste of time. It really is. I mean, if you knew that person, it's just a waste of time. If you knew that person, how hard they are, how long they've been going in opposition, But I'm here to tell you, according to the words of Jesus Christ, God is able. God is able to take stones. So it doesn't matter how hard your loved one is, God is able. Just remember that phrase, if you remember nothing else. God is able. We're not able, but God is able. And let that just keep driving your prayers. God is able. God is able. So who are you thinking of in your mind's eye? God is able. God is able. And you bring that to the Lord. Lord, you said, God is able to take stones and raise them up, children unto Abraham. You said that. So Lord, you're able to take this loved one that I have, that I bring on a stretcher before thee, and raise them up as a child of God. So let that be the fodder for our prayers. Let that strengthen your faith, our faith. God is able. Amen. Let's seek the Lord and those that you have on your heart. Those requests that I was not able to get in an email, pray your requests, verbalize them, and then we'll pray along with you. But don't give up hope for your loved one. God is able.